Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We just praise you for the victory. We thank you for allowing us this time on this line, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just thank you for the right now word that we're about to receive. We ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this right now word tonight. Father, we ask that you would drive out distraction that would try to take away from the word. We thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Cece.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I have some information that I'd like to share with you. On Wednesday nights, we have another prayer line service, and that Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also use the same 916 number for all of our once-a-month in-person Sunday services. You can tune in to hear the entire church service live. Our in-person service meets every second Sunday of each month at 1 p.m. inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in rear. Our next in-person will be this Sunday, March 10th at 1 p.m. And whatever you cannot do or unable to do or just don't want to do at all, online you can always do through our P.O. box, including prayer requests, messages, tithes and offerings, a note, a card, or anything above. Please feel free to use the postal service. Our P.O. box is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If you prefer online, you can do all of the above using our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org, or please feel free to use our email address for the same reasons mentioned, and that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer Sacramento, California, which can also be used to hear all of our Tuesday night prayer line recordings through a link that is on our Facebook page. Our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer, and if you prefer, we are still using Zelle for Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. Just log into your bank account, go to Send Money through Zelle, type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we are linked with our email address. That, again, is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Supporting Kingdom Works through this ministry is greatly appreciated. And now we have a special announcement from Ms. Penny.
Thank you, Sister Cece. Yes, the special announcement is that we're just inviting everyone to give us some feedback of some of the things that you would like to see this church do for the year of 2024, things such as helping more out with food distribution for the homeless, or just anything, any suggestions that you have will be greatly appreciated, taken into consideration. If you have any of those ideas, please text it to me at 209-818-3531, or you could also use our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Thank you, and Pastor Smith.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there's no testimony, we will go to the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your word tonight, that the Spirit of God anoint this word. This is word of deliverance. And I thank you, God, for your anointing to fall on this word by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Deuteronomy 32 and 35 and Romans 12 and verse 19. Deuteronomy 32 and 35. Deuteronomy 12, 19, and one more book, 1 John 5, 14, and 15. Again, Deuteronomy 32, 35, Romans 12, 19, 1 John 5, verses 14, and 15. Get those three books, could you please? Amen.
Amen.
This is a word for those that have a spirit of God, have awakened them. It's not for a religious spirit or those that worship all the pagan holidays and all of this. That's not scripture, but and not a tradition for tradition. And there are those that are in a full awakening, and they are awakened, have been awakened by God, and they study the word. They're not eating this garbage that the old manna. They are in a state of awakening because they're studying the word. God's giving them revelation. And they're in an awakening, and God is doing a great, great work. And so it's for those that are in a state of awakening and know who they are in Christ Jesus, knowing that they are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jesus came back for the purpose to reconcile us back to God under the new covenant. So this is for people that are in covenant agreement. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We agree with the covenant. We obey the covenant. We walk in obedience to God. He enabled us to walk in obedience for the purpose of God and the mission that God has placed us in the earth. Covenant people placed in the earth by God for a mission. And the enemy hate those that are in covenant, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so this is the word for those that know who they are in Christ Jesus, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and the enemy hates you. And because you're hated by the devil, a spirit, the spirit of God has to vindicate you. And so many try to vindicate themselves, and all you do is allow yourself to be held back. But when you allow God to vindicate you, God sees the secret place. He sees the heart. He sees what's right. He sees what's wrong. He knows those that have been mistreated and need justice. So God goes into a place where you can't not go in and do for yourself. And he vindicates you. Jesus, the mediator, pleading on your behalf. You have to know who you are in this hour. When you realize who you are, you're in a state of awakening. You can't be fooled. You can't be deceived. In the old manner, you're not going to eat it. You're not going to eat it. You're not going to build a buildings for humans, for men and women, build their schools and their university, send their children to school, buy their mansions, buy their automobiles, and you have nothing. God wants you to know tonight that you are covenant children tonight, and that the Lord is angry with the enemy. And this is a word of deliverance that you can receive it. But those that are asleep, they're not going to get it. Those that are religious, they'll fight the Spirit of God. Those that are in tradition, they'll fight the Spirit of God. But when you know the word, line upon line, precept upon precept, and know the history of the word, you know the supernatural hands of God is moving in this hour. And this is an hour where God, by his Spirit, is vindicating you. You can't do it for yourself. But God's giving you justice. You that need justice tonight, I want you to hang on, stand in faith, because you are the children of the great and mighty God, and he must repay. He's fighting for you tonight, children of the Most High God, and all he wants you to do is present your case before him. And how do you present your case before God? By prayer and petition God. And it works. It works throughout the Bible. It works. Why? Because God examines every heart, knows every secret. And he's the one that renders justice to his people. When you pray and petition God, God does what he rewards and he vindicates. He rewards and he vindicates you. It comes from the Lord. Why? Because a Pharaoh spirit is not going to repent. Those that repent, what does repentance do? It stops vengeance. When you repent from your heart. But a Pharaoh spirit is not going to repent, never repent. It comes for one purpose, to kill off the purpose of God in your life, to kill it off, that God sent you on a mission to do, to kill off that purpose, to kill off your destiny. It comes to fight generation upon generation and generation. It's a hard spirit. It's a hardened up heart. It's an oppressed spirit. It comes to prevent you from being blessed. Because that spirit know who you are. A Pharaoh spirit know who you are. It's a spirit. That's Ephesians 6 and 12. It's a spirit. It's a principality. It's a power. It's a rule of darkness of the world. It's a spiritual wickedness in high place. That spirit know who you are. But God wants you to know tonight. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. We're going to begin at Romans 12 and 19, please.
And it reads, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will pay, saith the Lord."
God is talking to the church, his people, his covenant-keeping people. He said, never revenge yourself, but let God's anger do it. He said, I'm angry with the wicked every day. His word said, I will take vengeance. I will pay back. God's word says the saints of God. You don't have to do anything but pray and petition God. God moves when you pray. The enemy don't want you to pray. He wants you to be distracted. He wants you to be busy about nothing. He wants you to get in a place of slumber and sleep. He wants you to be distracted by doing things out of the will of God, trying to make it happen. And what that Pharaoh spirit does, it comes to break you down. It comes to annihilate the purpose that God has for you, the mission that God set you in the earth. If you are a covenant, in covenant, in agreement with God. He comes to destroy your destiny. He comes to bring you in a place of poverty. He comes to oppress you. He's a hard-hearted spirit. He comes from generation to generation. He comes into a place where your children can't prosper, where you can't prosper. Your children can't get a good job. They always have need of you having to bail them out. You're always going through something. You're always short. Things are always coming up where you're losing. It's a spirit of Pharaoh. It gives you just enough to pacify you. You know what a pacifier is? You ain't getting nothing out of it. Our parents, mother put a pacifier in the child's mouth. They're not getting anything. It's keeping them quiet. That's what a Pharaoh spirit does. Give you enough to keep you quiet. But that spirit don't want you to prosper. That spirit don't want you to come forth. That spirit don't want you to go into the mission that God sent you to do. He did it for Abraham. He came against Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But what he could not do, because God had chosen them, he could not stop them from prospering, because they prayed. They sought after God. Everywhere they went, they prayed, and they made an altar unto the Most High God, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Israel. They sought the Lord. And everything that would try to come against them, the Lord brought into confusion. But we are in a time now. We are in a slumber and a sleep. There are some, but there are many that's awakened. And the old manner
that the old men and women's trying to feed them. They're refusing to eat that old manna. They're refusing tradition. They're refusing a religious spirit. They're refusing the celebration of these pagan holidays. They are in a space where they are refusing it. And because they're refusing it, they're crying out and seeking God by his word, by his spirit. And God is revealing himself to them. And God is doing supernatural things. That's what God showed me last week. I'm going to do the supernatural. I'm going to do things that the spirit of the evil one cannot stop. God is a consuming fire. He moves where the enemy cannot touch. He moves where the enemy is confused about. But it's a time now to seek God as never before. Why? Because the word of God says so. Deuteronomy 32:20-35, please.
And it reads, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due times, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste.
What's God saying in this word? That God going to avenge and stop and punish time to come. He said they will fall. And the day of their calamity is near. You can see it all around you. The day of their Pharaoh spirit is in totally, absolutely calamity. You that know the word of God, you that stand on the word of God, you see the calamity. You read the calamity. It's everywhere. Well, that enemy thinking they're squeezing you, keeping you down. The Spirit of God said that calamity is at hand in this hour, and they will fall. And so this is a word for those that's in a state of awakening. Worldwide, I'm talking about. Worldwide, this is a word praying that you are in a state of awakening. That there are some people that love tradition. They love that religious spirit. They love that pagan spirit. Those things that's not of God. They worship those pagan holidays. They do all of that. It's not scripture. But they love it. They're in a slumber. They're in a sleep. And that Pharaoh spirit love it. He knows that he has them in his hand. But there are people that's awakened by the Spirit of the living God, because God has revealed to them the times at hand. God has revealed to them that flesh and blood cannot do this, but by his Spirit he shall do it. And God is moving supernatural. I see supernatural miracles in the last 24 hours for families. Families that was up against the wall, how the enemy was trying to take good jobs for certain people. And the Spirit of God had me to pray and petition God on their behalf. And in less than 24 hours, everything that was set up against that family fell. They did not lose their income because God intervened, because of him being a covenant-keeping God. Their children was going through the fire. Things was pressed up against them, false accuser. Everything that was falsely against their children, the Lord brought it to naught, and the children were set free because the God of the covenant-keeping God that agrees with you when you in covenant, he fights for you. God want to fight for someone tonight that's in a state of awakening, because God is moving by his Spirit, because his word says so. In the book of Psalms 64:1-10, God said every arrow that the enemy sends us against you, that he will send out an invisible arrow to wound your enemy, saints of God, an invisible arrow. That means something they cannot see, something that would befall the enemy, something would bring calamity on that enemy, that thing that the enemy has stolen from you. You know how the enemy... I give you an example. Someone know they have done something really bad and harmful to you. They will not repent. Don't have a heart to repent. They'll send a card, give you some chocolate. do something mediocre. But they won't say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And they think they've gotten by with it. But that thing going to suddenly, the table's going to turn. Things going to get off balance for them. God's going to go into a place where recompense going to come. Where things going to be in a place where it's not subtle anymore. And you don't have to do one thing because a Pharaoh spirit will not repent. Any spirit that has been placed into an individual by the devil, he's a prince of the air, and there is an opening, and he sees how he can get in there and mess with your mind and your heart against someone and place a spirit in you to fight against someone that hasn't done anything to you, that tried their best to get along with you, have worked and labored, and you fight against them, that Pharaoh spirit, the Spirit of God must fight for you tonight if you can believe the power of the Most Holy God, if you can believe the covenant-keeping God. It's real, and you're going to see it again in this word. Someone quickly, the first one, get it. Please read it. Exodus, the second chapter, 23 and 25. You're going to see how the word of God brought forth deliverance. He said, I'm God and I change it not. That's Exodus 2, 23 to 25. First one, get it. Please read.
And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up upon God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them.
This is what the word is saying to you that's in covenant. In covenant with God tonight. All you have to do is cry. Pray unto your Most High God. He said, I hear the prayers of the righteous. He said, the prayers of the righteous avail much. Your prayers come up before God like a sweet incense in the nostril of God. And God hear your prayer. Is a breath of fresh air. All he wants someone to do is pray and not fight your own battle. When you begin to get in that secret closet and you begin to pray, and when you begin to cry to God as they did, the enemy oppressed them. The enemy worked them for nothing. Throw them out crumbs when he felt like it. And when he didn't feel like it, he bound them up. He killed their children. He did everything he could to make it hard for them. But then they begin to cry out to God. I dare you to cry out to God. I dare you to go into that place and cry out to God. I dare you to try tonight when you begin to pray to the Most High God. If you are in covenant with God, he said the prayers of the righteous avail it. Because he said, I keep my covenant from generation to generation. That means for you and I tonight, all you have to do is be in covenant with God. Not a religious spirit, not a traditional spirit, not obeying and listening to this craziness they're preaching and teaching in this hour, giving you that old bad manner that can't deliver you, that can set you forth, that cannot heal you, that cannot get you out of bondage. But the only thing they're doing is feeding on you. The devil is a lie. Feeding on you. Feeding on their empire. Building up their empire. Building up their resources in the earth. And you still under bondage. The devil is a liar. This is the word of deliverance tonight, a worldwide deliverance. The thing that worked like 20, 10 years ago ain't working no more. We have a people now, a people with a Joshua spirit, saying that they will not allow the enemy to take their inheritance. Caleb and Joshua had a spirit inside of them. They were in covenant with God because they was in covenant with God. God scattered every enemy. God gave retribution. Every power tried to wrong or injure them. God fought for them. God wants you to know tonight You're there in covenant. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. Because you're in the world and out of the world, you're going to obey the covenant of God. You're going to do the things that's pleasing to the Lord. And because of that, you have a mediator, Jesus of Nazareth, fulfill the promise of God for Abraham's seed. He fulfilled those promises in the book of Galatians. He came and fulfilled those promises. We are in covenant, saints of God. And the devil hates for you to know that knowledge. He wants you to go ring around the roses, constantly in a vicious cycle. Caught up, religious, in tradition. You know how some people, they just don't want to separate themselves from a religious spirit. They're so used to it. They go from generation to generation, eating that old manna, doing the same old thing. But there is a people with a Joshua spirit and a Caleb spirit who know who they are. They're in covenant with God. They're in covenant with God. And they're listening to God by his word for themselves. Line upon line and precepts upon precepts. They're seeking after the Most High God as never before. 1 John 5:14-15, please.
And it reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
This is what covenant people does. We sure he hears. We bring petition for him. Anything we ask according to his will. This is God's will, saints of God. He don't want you oppressed. He don't want you down and out. He don't want Pharaoh to throw you a bone every now and then, put a pacifier in your mouth. He wants your children to stand at the gates of the enemy, not to be beggars and dependent on you. He wants your children to stand in the gates of the enemy. He don't want you down and out. He don't want you full of disease. He don't want you going into places knowing they can't cure you because you have insurance, taking your money, giving you pharmaceutical drugs that cannot heal you, surgery that can't prevent what you have need of being healed from, wicked doctors and wicked pharmaceuticals in the bed together. The devil is a liar. It's a business, it's a cooperation, and the devil hates to be exposed, but the devil's being exposed tonight in Jesus' name. But there are good doctors and there's good pharmaceutical people. There are those that's concerned about your health, but then there's wicked ones out to make money, out for position, can care less about your health. That's why when you're in covenant, you go before God before you go to the doctors. You go before God before you drop a pill in your mouth. You go before God before you get hooked up to procedures. You go before the Most High God that the Lord go in. Anything that's not right, any procedure that will cause you harm or danger, you go before the mighty power of God. He has angel in charge and kept round about you to keep you safe from harm. And the devil hates covenant children. He hates you because he knows you know the word of God. Not just knowing the word of God, you are doing the word. You agree with the word of God. And the word of God says tonight, we are sure. We ask him for anything that is according to his will. He hears us when we ask him because we know he give us what we ask when we petition God. I'm petitioning God tonight as never before. I know there are men and women worldwide petitioning same mighty God, that covenant-keeping God from generation to generation. They're not in high places. They're not in great positions, but they're seeking after true and living God. They see the oppressor. They see that how unfairly you've been mistreated. They see the things they're doing to you. They see the deception. They see that they put a pacifier in your mouth to keep you quiet. They see that you can't get out unless God gets you out. And this is an hour that God is doing supernatural things, because he's a consuming fire. He's a consuming God. That's in the book of Hebrew. He's a consuming God. He moves in whatever area he wants to move in. He moves in the atmosphere. He moves in the water. He moves in the fire. He moves in the earthquake. He moves in the snow. He just moves like he want to move, and they can't stop the move of God. He moves, and God is moving in this hour. And when he moves, he calls the enemy to fight against themselves. He calls the enemy to expose one another. God is on a move tonight. If you can believe God tonight, God is vindicating somebody, some man and woman of God, some child, somebody praying for their children, want their children to do better, want their children to come out, want their children to be blessed, want their families to be blessed, want their territory to be enlarged. And God himself, the God that vindicate, give you enlargement, give you the blessing, open up doors that the enemy will close, come against everything that will oppress your livelihood, that will oppress your family, that will oppress you from getting blessed, that will press and try to kill off the vision. God is a God that vindicates tonight. If you can believe the word of God tonight, he's a God that bring forth justice. He's a God that will give payback. He's a God that will turn the tables on the enemy. He will set a table for you, before your enemy. That's the kind of God we're serving. That's what he did in Exodus. He confused that Pharaoh's spirit. He overthrew that spirit and that craftiness. He did supernatural things to that spirit that could not fight against the power of God. Why? Because they were his chosen people. They were in covenant with God. God keeps his covenant from generation to generation. I'm here to encourage you tonight, thanks to God. Being in covenant with God is the most important thing in the world. We live, we move, we have our being in him. All the fullness of God in him. You don't have to do anything but be obedient to God. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. He's not talking to everyone. He's talking about the covenant-keeping people. Those that's in covenant with God. He will go into that place where every door is shut, and he will create a door for you. He will go into that place and provide for your children, your children's children, when the enemy plots to keep them down. He will go into that place where the enemy announced premature death and sickness and diseases over you. He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I'm a covenant-keeping God. He's a God that will go into a place where you've been injured or hurt or been falsely accused. Things the enemy plotted against you, secretly slander you, lied on you, prepared slippery places for you. The Spirit of God will go into that place and cause that spirit, that crafted spirit, to fail. This is the word of God. His word going to stand. It's never going to change. He said, the word have I hid in my heart It's Psalm 119 and up that I will not sin against God. You need to study the word, apply the word, walk in the word, and be a doer of the word now as never before. Because the plots of Satan is moving as never before. He's plotting while you're sleeping. He's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. But the word of God will avenge you tonight if you can believe. The word of God will give you retribution. The word of God will vindicate you, your enemy. Sometimes you walk with the enemy and don't even know. The enemy is a sly fox. But the Spirit of God reveals. All you do is be just quietly to be observant. That means discern. And the Lord will show you, just be quiet. I will handle this for you. And the Lord knows how to deliver his people out of the webs of the evil one. The plot that Satan set up for you. Dig and ditch, better dig too, because you might fall into that one. You will fall into that one that you thought I would fall into. What am I saying tonight? God will not allow the enemy to kill off that purpose that God has missioned you and you alone to do. That's something that you and you alone that God has commissioned you to do in the earth, alive and well. There are blessings for you that God wants you to have right now in the earth. David said, I believe that God will bless me in the land of the living. In the land of the living I'm talking about. The dead cannot praise God in the land of the living. And it's time for someone to get vindication. It's time for God to avenge so you can get blessed in the land of the living. This is not for everyone. Everybody's not going to receive it. But this is for those that's alert tonight. Wide awake. Not in slumbering. Not dozing. Not eating that old manna, but fully awaken and know who they are in Christ Jesus. Been resurrected by the Spirit of God. And only one can resurrect you is the Spirit of God. Only one can draw you is God. You can't be drawn unless the Lord draw you. John 6:44, God is drawing his people as never before. And this is a time of deliverance. I know it. I believe it. I thank God for the ones that he did great works for in the last 24 hours. God gave them justice because of the petition before God. God vindicated and gave them a reward. Do anyone have need of prayer before I go into prayer and get off the line?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes,
this is
Kevin.
I heard too many. I need one person at a time, please.
Yes, Pastor, this is Kim.
Prayer for heaven.
Okay, Kim.
I need prayer for my son. He's been under attack for some time now, and it's just consistently getting worse. I'm going to reach out to him and ask him to come to service on Sunday, but he's in very much need of prayer, please.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just asked for prayer for me and my family.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, this is Cece. I just need prayer over this job interview I have for next Wednesday.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
I do, Pastor. I want to lift up my upstairs neighbor that has been antagonizing me and just doing crazy stuff and attacked another neighbor with a crowbar and stuff. And I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just want to lift her up in prayer. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Michelle. I am just praying. I've recently had a very heavy heart, and I'm just asking for God's guidance and clarity.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Hi, Pastor Smith. I just want prayer for me and my family.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Heaven hasn't been feeling well for the past couple of weeks, and I want prayer for her.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, this is real Saints of God. It's not time to play church, eat that old manner that the Spirit of God had totally dissipated. There as they was wandering the wilderness because of their complaint, that old manner didn't work anymore. There are some eating that old manner, that old food, that is not prospering, not bringing deliverance, a religious spirit, a traditional spirit. We need to worship God in spirit and truth. And as Paul was saying, all the pagan holidays, they're still doing that. And Paul came against them, but they came against Paul. But it's the word of God. People don't want to hear the truth of the word of God. They want to serve God the way they want to serve God. And God is out of the picture. But we need to get back in covenant with God. Because there is an enemy, a spirit, a feral spirit. And this spirit is killing, deceiving, robbing, doing everything to deceive people and have no respect for a person. That's anyone. Doing it to his own people. He's a devil. He don't love anyone. He's jacking everything he can up because this is on his last leg. And those that are friend to that spirit, he's not in love with you. He's going to cause you to fall too. But there is a God, a covenant-keeping God. And his son came and fulfilled the promise of God with the grace of the new covenant. We have no excuse. But when we want to sleep and slumber and listen to that old stuff, and jump off of music and praise worshipers many times and not even deliver it instead of serving the true and living God. They know how to get you with music. They know how to get you with a good choir. They know how to get you caught up in the convention. Oh, they know the tricks. They really teaches you how to go to church. They teaches you that. They have programs to teach people those kind of gimmicks. God is not in it. This is human doing these kind of things. But God has a covenant-keeping people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We are the seed of Abraham, a covenant-keeping God. He made a covenant with Abraham's seed. Jesus came and fulfilled the promise of God for Abraham's seed. Very to the point. 1, 2, 3. All you have to do is receive it. But because you love the old man, there are some that slumber and sleep, and they're not going to receive it. And will pray a curse on me. But the curse ain't going to stand because I'm in covenant with the true and living God. So I come by the authority of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God said a curse cannot stand when you're in covenant. There's a time and a season for everything. It's a time and a season for vindication, for judgment by the power of God. And can't no one stop it. Because God is moving. The old way did not work. God is having a people that's aroused by the Holy Spirit, that's in covenant with God and know their rights with God. And they're calling on the Most High Priest. They're calling on God. In Jesus' name, they're calling on the Lord Jesus for the mediator to go before their God. And they have a petition before their God tonight. Those have those secret petitions worldwide. In those cell prayer rooms, in those places underneath the ground, praying in secret, crying out to the Most High God, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the Israelites. They're saying, God, how long? That's what they cried in Exodus. How long, God? And God said, I hear. And I will help. Father, you are God that will help. But the spirit of this world, the spirit in the atmosphere, these principality powers, rulers of darkness, spirit of wickedness, high places, these worldly spirit, God, only you, God, can confuse them tonight in Jesus' name. I ask the spirit of God, go out with a spirit of confusion. That's what you did for Jehoshaphat, where the enemy was on every side, because Jehoshaphat was in covenant with God, and he reminded God of his covenant. And God confused the enemy, confused every enemy and every principality, every power of darkness, every principality, every spirit of wickedness in high places. God confused the agenda, confused everything they have sent out to oppress your people tonight, things they withhold from your people, the things of deception. Oh, God, the wages that they owe, the things, oh, God, they have sidetracked your people, blind their eyes, the things that, God, they are cunning and crafty to set up, God, to cause your people, God, not to be free in deliverance, not to walk, my God, in liberty. I ask that the Spirit of God come against the oppressor tonight in the name of Jesus. Your word says so, God, you will vindicate. I thank you for the spirit of vindication, the spirit of judgment, the spirit of wrath from the Spirit of God, because there are spirits that Pharaoh's spirit will not repent, will not say I'm guilty, will not confess. That spirit never did, and that's why God had to eliminate that spirit in the time of Exodus. In order for your people to be free, God, that Pharaoh spirit will not repent. Look in your face and say, I've done nothing. I owe you no apology. But I come by the authority of Jesus tonight. I come according to Jesus of Nazareth who's passing by tonight. That the Spirit of God go into that place that someone need to be vindicated in. Someone been wronged. Someone has spirit injustice. Some door need to be opened. Some family matter need to be resolved. Some place, oh God, that something need to be done for that least one. In Jesus' name, you say you'll leave 99 and you'll go after that one. That one person, God, that needs you to get a repayment tonight. I cry out tonight in Jesus' name. I petition the Most High God that you settle something that's out of balance tonight, Father. You bring recompense in Jesus' name. Send on help in the name of Jesus. Let them feel a return tonight. Because, God, the time is short. And your word says in the book of Deuteronomy, they're going to fall, and their calamity is near. Father, I thank you that you move supernaturally, God. This is going to be the supernatural hands of God, because the poor don't have weapons. The poor don't have any kind of ammunition to fight against the world system. They need the power of God, the invisible spirit of God, to fight for them. That's what Israel had need of. That's what the Hebrews had need of. They had need of the invisible hand of God to fight against that Pharaoh spirit that had all the weapons, that had all the chariots. They were walking on their own feet. They was walking on foot. They had nothing or no one to help them but God. God, I cry out tonight, send on help from the north, south, from the east, from the west. Do what you must do, God, to avenge your people tonight. Set them free in Jesus' name. The things that need to be uncovered, exposed, every hidden thing. Matthew 10:26, everything that need to be exposed, exposed, every hidden thing. Those things, God, that they think is covered up, exposed, exposed, exposed tonight. Every hidden thing, Matthew 10:26, let nothing be hidden tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the exposure by the Holy Ghost. Go into that place, God, and bring retribution. And God, I do praise you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for mercy for Kim's son. Father, I thank you for the families of God, Sister Dockery, Brother Darren, all the families of God, that the Spirit of God, the most important thing to be in covenant with the family of God. Protect the blood. Pass over our house. When you see the blood, you say you will pass over. Pass over your covenant-keeping people with the blood tonight, God, because the enemy is on a blaze tonight. But ask that the Spirit of God will wipe out his blaze, as you did with Balaam and Baal. Let the Spirit of God rain on the enemy and wipe out his fire tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for the mercy of God to go over Sister Cece, God. Thy will be done. I thank you for that neighbor, that Maddie, that doesn't have peace. You give peace to this neighbor, Father, that neighbor that doesn't have peace. God, I thank you tonight that you give peace to Michelle. Let her walk in obedience, God. When we're obedient, we experience the peace of God. Isaiah 26:3. Be upon her. Read Isaiah 26:3, Michelle. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight, Father, that you touch heaven's body, whatever she's going through, God. Cast out the spirit of infirmity with your word, Matthew 8:16. And God, I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving. Oh, God, this is an hour that you're moving because you're hearing the petition of your people, and vindication shall come from the Most High God. Because they deserve it. You see, you know, you have a record of everything. Every secret thing is not hidden from your eyes. You see clearly, Father. I thank you for vindication tonight. I thank you for retribution tonight. I thank you for repaying those things that injured us tonight. I thank you for help tonight. I thank you for turning tables on the enemy tonight. And I thank you for reviving us tonight. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving. It's done by faith because there are intercessors praying as never before. They have oil in their lamps because they are anointed by God to pray. Bless your intercessors tonight that's praying with oil in their lamps, praying before the Most High God, interceding and praying that God avenge us of our enemy. And God, I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. We'll be online tomorrow, 8 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for the word, Pastor.
God bless
Smith.
You. And
yes,
thank you for
Lord.
Listening.
Thank
Pastor
you.
Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.